Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Happy Wednesday. During the 1980 presidential campaign, candidate Ronald Reagan asked America's voters, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" That question certainly struck a chord with Americans as runaway inflation had engulfed the nation. And of course, Reagan won that election in a landslide. Since then, it seems that question's been asked by just about every presidential candidate challenging an incumbent. We wondered, what if we changed that question up a little bit? Instead of aiming it at individual voters, what if we could ask the state of Michigan, "Are you better off today, Michigan, than you were 4 years ago?" Let's see if we can get a sense of how Michigan might answer that question as we say hello to Michigan State University economics professor Charlie Ballard. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm great. So do you think there's a clear-cut answer to that question, Michigan, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Well, there's actually a bunch of answers. I think it's a mixed picture. And even though you're focusing on the state as a whole, of course, the state is made up of 10 million individual people. And
yes.
So there are definitely people who are better off than they were 4 years ago, and there are people who are worse off. But for the state as a whole, I would say the state is definitely in many ways better off than it was 3 years ago.
Okay.
4 years ago is trickier because 4 years ago we were in the midst of the worst economic downturn of our lifetime. I looked up the data on the unemployment rate. In March of 08, so 4.5 years ago, the unemployment rate in Michigan was 7.1. By October of 08, it was 9.4. By August of 09, it was 14.2. So
wow.
It had doubled. It doubled in less than a year and a half. And 4 years ago was sort of in the middle of that catastrophe. Since then, the unemployment rate has dropped way back. We've added 160,000 jobs. So since things bottomed out, the news has been generally pretty good.
And I even see in our neighborhood where the for sale signs would sit and sit and sit. Just anecdotally, I'm hearing of friends who are happily able to sell their homes where there was a point not so long ago that if you had, you know, you could have been underwater and you still couldn't move that house and you were trapped. But I get the feeling that's easing up.
Yes, and I think that's a nationwide trend. It's still pretty bad in places like Nevada and parts of Florida, but it looks like the housing market, not necessarily gangbusters, but at least it's bottomed out. I know that according to the assessments, my house lost about 30% of its value in a couple of year period in the last decade. But now it's bottomed out and has started to come up.
So that is improving. In what areas do you think the answer would be, no, we're not better off today?
Well, again, it depends upon who you are. If you're college educated, you're probably better off.
Okay.
If you are a high school dropout, you're very likely to be worse off. And that's really a continuation of a trend that's been going on for 40 years. And if you have a high school diploma but no college, it's pretty iffy and you may be worse off. And in terms of planning for the future, we can see now that the future is going to be owned by those with the more education and training and skill. And I don't think that we in Michigan are doing what we need to do to prepare for that, because we've continued to cut our state support for higher education. Means tuition goes up, means that middle and lower income families have more and more trouble sending their kids to college.
Or the kids graduate with humongous debt.
And either one of those is not a good outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to have early childhood is way underfunded, regardless, in comparison with what I think it should be, early childhood education.
Mm.
So, I don't think we're doing the things that we need to do to make a brighter future, not just for coming out of the recession, but looking 10, 20 years down the road.
I hear you say we really do need to overhaul the kinds of kids we're graduating, because we've got that tradition through the 20th century of kind of graduating kids that could go to the factories, make a good wage, let your kids get into the factory with you, and you'd see family constellations. But those days are done.
It was a model that worked fabulously well in the 40s, 50s, 60s, even into the 70s. Not so much since then. Manufacturing employment is down across the nation. It's rebounded a little bit in the last year or so. But the fraction of our economy that goes to manufacturing is much smaller than it used to be, and the manufacturing employment is way down from what it was a few decades ago. So that model, which was successful, and there's nothing wrong with that, mm-hmm. that's great,
mm-hmm.
but the circumstances have changed. We need to adjust to those changes.
Yes, because in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even in the 70s, the jobs weren't going to Mexico. They were certainly not going to China. You know, we're seeing this different world economy. So I hear you say that we still have a lot of work to do to just graduate a different type of student.
Yes. I honestly think that a part of the solution should be just a longer school year. I think when you compare the number of hours that American and Michigan kids spend on their studies, especially in math and science, it's just fewer hours than are spent in most other developed advanced countries. And so when we see that our test scores on math are lower in the U.S. and in Michigan than they are in Europe and Asia, that's not because our kids are dumb. It's just because they're not spending the time that they need to. You spend more time practicing your football plays, you'll be better. You spend more time doing your math problems, you'll be better.
And we really don't need the kids for the harvest and the farm work. Like,
no, I mean, that was the world that we had. We
sure.
built around the long summer season. You needed to have the kids picking bugs off the potato plants. But, well, maybe your children worked all summer in the farm, but I know my boy did not.
You know, Charlie, I do hear you say overall, yes, Michigan is... could say, yes, it is better off, certainly than the 3.5 years ago. Do you think it is a strong trend of recovery, or is it shaky, and could this recovery easily be derailed, in your opinion?
Well, whether the recovery is derailed would depend not on what we do here in Michigan very much, mm-hmm. More on global things. For instance, the debt crisis in Europe. We have the so-called fiscal cliff coming up. If the Congress and the President can't get together on a solution to taxes and spending, the fiscal cliff will push us into a recession. I'm fairly sure that will happen. That wouldn't be by a policy mistake here in Michigan. That would be a policy mistake in Washington. We in Michigan, even after doing somewhat better, we still, the latest data we have are for 2011, we're 36th among the 50 states in terms of per capita income. We were 40th among the 50 states in 2009, and then we rebounded to 39th and 36th. But none of those numbers is really fabulous.
No, I was just going to say, it doesn't sound like cause for fireworks and celebration.
And if you look at the states that are at the top, it's Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Maryland. It's the states with the most highly educated workforce, the states with the most folks with a bachelor's degree or more, the states with the highest achievement for their K through 12. And I think if we want to get richer, we should emulate those and really ramp up the skills, because there are tons and tons of low-skilled workers around,
mm-hmm.
From India, from China, from other places, and from parts of the U.S. There's so much competition at the bottom. We need to generate more at the top.
And yet we have school districts that have seen, you know, tax revenues shrink and are struggling, and so it's kind of a catch 22. How do you ramp up and do a better job of getting kids prepared and getting them into higher education when, in a lot of cases, your hands are tied because of just lack of revenue and shrinking costs?
Well, we've in Michigan, we've pursued really for 30 years or so a policy that says that our top priority is cutting taxes, and our second priority is everything else. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just don't think that has gotten very good results. That's why I'm strongly opposed to Proposal 5, which I think would be just a catastrophe, because it would tie our hands in the Constitution. It would tie our hands in terms of trying to find enough revenue to pave our roads and to have good schools.
Speaking of certainly, we have the ballot proposals up there for Election Day. But I got to thinking, if the question that we're looking at today about Michigan, are you better off today as a state than you were 4 years ago? If you are either President Barack Obama or Governor Mitt Romney, isn't the answer to that question really the key to what will happen for them here in Michigan on Election Day?
I think that that is playing a big role. That's likely to play a big role. Now, one thing that's worth mentioning in terms of the presidential election contest is the auto rescue, which is the way that people describe it if they're in favor of it, and the auto bailout, which is how they describe it if they're not so enthusiastic about it.
Right.
Let's face it, it worked. I think that in the spring of 2009, we were really in a situation where there was a very, very serious possibility of a crash and burn for the auto industry, a real collapse, which would have brought down not just GM and Chrysler, but many of their suppliers, and then that would have done huge damage to the other assembly plants. I think that that is one of the reasons why President Obama still holds the lead in most of the polls that I'm seeing in Michigan, and I think that the improved status of the auto industry has a lot to do with that.
As always, Professor Charlie Ballard, Michigan State University, a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me on the program.